This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House version of a tax reform carries language inferring the humanity of a child from conception. The bill provides improved adoption tax credits as well. Abortion groups are not defending abortion per se, but the ideology they pursue compels them to ardently oppose the provision. Next, the Senate must pass a similar bill before the differences are ironed out in a joint committee. A commentary on NBC News tries to make the case that children are bad for the environment. Criticizing Professor Travis Ryder of Johns Hopkins University, pro-life advocates say such comments ignore the impending population bust. Ryder's call for taxing parents for having children could easily be reversed. We could tax the childless for not bearing future taxpayers to pay for roads and police when the professor retires. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Two other stories. A Massachusetts university is getting vending machines to dispense carcinogenic hormone overdoses, euphemistically called Plan B drugs. Three bills in Michigan's legislature address the care of older or disabled patients and are being criticized by euthanasia advocates. They seek to stop secret DNR or do not resuscitate orders and to block patient guardianship hearings being kept secret from families. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.